Again, we're talking about topical preaching.
Right.
Topical preaching, excuse me. I started out last week saying that there are four types of sermons, and there may be a few notes over there still for you to get. Four types of sermons. There's a what they call a textual sermon, and then the topical sermon, the textual topical sermon, and then there is the expository sermon. Textual sermon follows the structure of the text. You got that? Follows the structure of the text, allowing the word flow to come from the text. And the topical sermon is organized around a thought. And that's what we're talking about, by the way. So let's pay careful attention to that. Organized around a thought, with the sermon points developed by the speaker and supported by referencing verses and passages. Then, of course, a topical textual is just a combination of those two. And then an expository sermon follows the text of Scripture and seeks to draw out the full meaning of that particular passage. Now, I pointed out that in academia, there is a tension between the topical and the expositional preachers. Generally, it is the expositional preachers that tend to look down upon the topical preachers because they believe that the more effective way, or the more, I should say, they believe that the more safe, the safer way is to stay with the text. Stay with the text. I think that's kind of an error to do that, because you don't have to protect the scripture. It will protect itself. And so that said, the topical preachers tend to think that the more effective way to preach is to use topical preaching. And I would say that the best way is to use a hybrid. Is to use both of them, and then sometime to jostle between one or the other. John Stott, the great British Anglican theologian, he says that topical preaching is, in fact, expositional preaching. It's just another type of expositional preaching. But how a sermon is organized, as I said, how a sermon is organized is not as important as it being biblical and applicable. Biblical and applicable. Topical preaching focuses on a subject or a theme or a topic. And expositional preaching focuses on a book of the Bible and interprets that passage or that verse in relationship to that particular book and situation that's going on. They usually put it this way: you have to preach the author's intent. By that, they mean the human author. I contend, as I said, that there's more than one author. There is the human author that God used, but the real author is the Holy Ghost. Every kind of preaching must find its basis in exegesis. So when you get to a passage, when you reference a passage, it needs to have been a passage that you studied, that you looked at for yourself, and that you know that what you're referencing and what you're using it for is what it means. By now, you know you can make the Bible say anything you want it to say. And if you watch television enough with these word faith teachers, you know. These word of faith teachers, these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, call it, haul it, get it, spit it, all that. Those fellas use the Bible out of context. And some of you run with that. Some of you jump right in there and start talking about you can call those things which be not as though they are. The Bible doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. So you need to go over there to Romans 4 and see what it says. See what it says. Now, so topical preaching is, again, to use a theme. One of the best topical sermons that I've heard through the years was one that was preached by James Montgomery Boyce.
Yeah, all right.
And he talked about the lamb that Abraham said that God will provide
right.
a lamb.
Yeah.
And he says, now, where is that lamb?
Right.
He says that lamb didn't show up in Genesis 22. And so he walks through the Old Testament and he talks about all of the sacrificial lambs. And he talks about all the passages that talk about a lamb. And he says that none of these were the lamb. But then he arrives at the River Jordan in the New Testament. John the Baptist says, now behold the lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. That's a topical sermon. And so I don't recall, now I'm talking about biblically speaking, the model for preaching. I don't recall any preachers other than Ezra, Nehemiah, and Jesus who starts with the text.
Talk.
In their preaching.
Talk.
If you look at nearly every other sermon in the Bible, it starts with the issue at hand and reasons from what the people need and then exposes and exploits the scripture in order to bring them to where they need to be. So while certainly exposition is in the Bible, I just named them. Topical preaching dominates the landscape of scripture when it comes to preaching. Topical preaching focuses on a particular issue, on a particular subject that the scripture addresses, kept in the proper context outside. Now, often to address a subject intensely, you have to go outside of the literary structure of a particular passage. In other words, that passage is not going to talk about that particular subject all the way down. And so if you're going to talk about a subject, you need the whole of Scripture. Because how many cults have been started by taking one verse and using it as a catalyst to create a whole structure of unbiblical doctrine? So in order to get the topic over, you go outside of the literary structure of that book, but you keep the intent of the passage or the verse that you're quoting, and then you go to another and another and another, and you create a systematic theological effect in your preaching. Thus, topical preaching is broad. It's broad. And it's effective because it really answers the question, not what does this passage say, but at the end of the day, what does the Bible teach? What does the Bible teach? And as I often say, if God said it once and he said it over, he said it over, and he said it over again. He said it in narrative. He said it in didactic. He said it in poetry. Over and over again, he said the same thing. And that's how we arrive at a better, fuller understanding of the scripture. So topical teaching takes a deep dive into a particular subject or doctrine, i.e. the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of grace, the doctrine of sin, so forth and so on. It gives a holistic, well-rounded approach to a greater understanding rather than just moving from subject to subject or issue to issue as it's going through one particular passage. One particular passage. Now, there are times you can do the same thing with one passage. For instance, you can go to Genesis chapter 3 and you can give an anatomy of sin. You can say exactly how it works. That look at the effect of sin. That they begin to run from God. They begin to try to cover themselves. They begin to blame one another. And all of these are the effects of sin. And so you can walk down that, but still and yet you're doing a topical sermon, because even in Genesis chapter 3, that's not the only subject there. So, beloved, topical exposition often appears and seems better equipped to addressing cultural issues and cultural events of the day. That's what makes it seem so much more attractive than expositional preaching. But now, let me warn you of one danger in my final minutes today. First of all, I've already told you that you can fall into the trap of proof texting, and that's to take things out of context. That's one. But the other issue is that if you always preach topically, you won't have people who are well-rounded in the biblical structure in terms of the books and so forth and so on. So they'll know subject matters, they'll know topics, they'll know what, but they really don't know what the particular books mean. So you need both. Listen, all I'm trying to say is you can't get rid of Sunday school and then preach topically all day long. And shame on you to take your Sunday school and start implementing other folk books, which are by nature topical. You need both. You need both. You need somewhere where you teach the Bible. And you give biblical theology, and then you also need something broader, topical times when you go into deep dive of particular subject matters.
Bring him back anyway.